we had broken up, officially broken up again, and said we're not doing this because you gave me a list.
Oh, there was another breakup?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't still officially back together, though, right? Because you were, in the process of hanging out. And
We were kind of hanging out, but then there was an official, again, we're not doing this. We're breaking up.
Okay, that was Ashley's decision and friends.
No, it wasn't.
Your girlfriend's okay. Your girlfriend's in the background. Ashley was super warm.
Okay, we're jumping
cozy,
from so many different things.
And then
I remember that. And then I remember we had a conversation about that.
She's cold fish. And it was what I could tell. I said, you were talking to your friends, weren't you? Because when she was talking to her friends, they would just hammer me and say, he's a jerk, he's this, he's that. So the next time I see her, she would be cold
fish.
Some
of her friends were...
Oh, man. They were making my job tough, let me tell you. They were making it brutal. She went from laying on top of me and wanting to kiss me and be around me. And then the next time I would see her, cold fish. And I'm like, you were talking to your friends, weren't you? She goes, well, my friends are reminding me of what it is I really want in life. And I'm like, yeah. Your friends are making my job hard.
Here's the reality when it comes to figuring out who your real friends are. Your friends want you to do well, but they don't want to see you doing well better than them. I'm sure – I remember a conversation about that we had, or the dynamic that was going on.
Well, her friends aren't therapists. So what ends up happening is they get connection and significance, and they get all their drama needs
met. They were
met
jealous of
Clooney. By tearing somebody down and having that mutual thing in common. They're not objective, and while they might mean well, I'm going to say
they were looking for validation for their own life choices.
Yeah, I mean they may have meant well, but the reality was is
they were projecting.
It was definitely a hurdle for me because I had to keep reinforcing.
Yeah,
I'd like to say that
what I
remember
wanted.
That because we had some conversations about that.
Oh man,
that was more of like a speed bump.
Oh, what?
At least that's the way I looked at it.
In the moment, it seemed like a mountain, but it ended up working itself out because all that I had to do was just be consistent with how I was showing up, as I was coached to, and then over time, their opinions seemed to matter less and less and less, and how Ashley felt around me mattered more and more and more.
That's why it's so important in those moments. You gotta let a woman be present with her feelings, be present with her fear, be present with her, I can't do this. Like, you'll be back. I love you. You'll be back. You know you love me too.
Well, yeah.
No,
so
I won't. I'm done. You'll be back.
So when I told him that I wasn't in love with him on his birthday, he then wrote another list out of things that he wanted, and he was like, I want you to check off and tell me what you want as well. And if you don't, you know, want a certain percentage of the things that I want, then we need to go our separate ways. I didn't even really fill it out, but we just kind of concluded like we're gonna break up, and that was the day before. And then
because you were basically saying, oh, I can't, no, there's not enough things in common, screw this, I'm out of
yeah
here.
Yeah. And then that night was when I called him and he was really present for me. And I was just, you know, being emotional and he was just listening to me and super sweet.
He was unperturbed.
He was unperturbed. He was. And then
she was like, ah, that's it. It's not going to work for me. I'm out. And he was like, you'll be back. They even did a video. You'll be back. She'll be back. I think was the title. She'll be back was the title of it.
Yeah. And then I had an experience of, I really felt his love for me, like past all of the like story bullshit that was still in my head. I could just feel his presence and feel his love for me. And then that's when it shifted. And that's when I was in and I wrote, you know, I think I wrote like three different speeches of how like I was going to get him back, get him to take me back.
She didn't need it.
I texted him. I think I texted you quite a bit.
Did you text me or call me?
I'm pretty sure I texted you first. Yeah, and I didn't have to do any of my speeches. He just said, I love you.
Yeah, you came over
and
started to talk, and I just grabbed you and planted a big wet one on you. Something like that.
You just texted me and said, I love you. When are you going to be home? And I saw like the flowers, and I came home, and like you were outside in the back.
When you said came home, you came over to my house.
Yeah, I came over
to
your
our
house
now.
To our house.
Yes.
And he was in the backyard, and I like ran over to him, And I just kissed you right away. I knew you were taking me back already. You already said I love you.
You found my
car
thing.
And you put flower. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, and then and he's
you were
like,
there
if
to talk
we're gonna
him into taking you back, you mean?
I didn't have to. Yeah, I didn't have to talk him into.
See, I didn't play hard to get.
No, he didn't at all. It was easy.
Yeah.
And then you're like, if we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it right.
Yes.
We're getting married. And then that's when he told me he was gonna propose to me on his birthday too. And I told him I wasn't in love with him. And
that
yeah.
was before you pissed in his Wheaties.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, and I asked, well, like, do you have a ring? And you're like, well, it's COVID. I don't know if jewelry stores are open.
I don't think anything was open.
I know. I'm like, well, let's go look. The jewelry stores
were
open. You're
proposing you don't even have a ring. I can't believe this.
They were open for appointments and walk-ins, too.
Yeah.
So.
But the jewelry shops weren't really honoring the whole, at least the one we went to. There
were
people in
there. It was a little lax.
Yeah, it was.
Money cuts a lot of ties.
Let me tell you.
So
you're going to write that big check? They're like, please, Mr. Deanna.
We're only supposed to have one in at a time, but you two look really nice.
Yeah.
We'll make an exception for you. Yeah.
You look sophisticated.
And
yeah.
So we
kind of like the Obama's party. The gal was on CNN. They were like, well, these are sophisticated people that are all vaccinated.
Sure.
It's okay that they had 600 people over at Barack Obama's house on the ocean because he's worried about climate change and the ocean level is rising, of course. But I digress. Sorry.
Yes.
You were saying.
Oh, so then we went ring shopping and it was a lot of fun.
Well, I said,
I got
let's
to
do
pick it,
it
out.
And I shared with you. I said, let's do it right. I want to get married. We're gonna. And she said, yes, I want that too. So we were on the same page. And just to share with you where I was before Ashley and I got back together and where we're at now is not because I went on cruise control after that. I still had to bust my ass to prove to her that I am trustworthy. I'm not going to do the same thing. I take responsibility. I don't get triggered, which is a great way to dissolve trust, right? You got to be calm, cool, collected. Show up in the masculine.
Unperturbable.
I continued.
I love unperturbable.
Yeah, so
I did a video about that. People love that.
It's good.
So that was something where I had to keep doing the stage two consciousness exercise so that I became less and less and less and less perturbable. So it was probably a process of about 3 to 6 months of just working on that every day and getting better and better and better and better. And I had slip-ups. I had screw-ups. I had days where I got a little triggered and I shouldn't have. You know, but I didn't beat myself up. I just said, hey, and Ashley was really cool about it. She said, hey, you're doing better and better. You know, you're not getting as triggered. You're showing up better and better. So it was really encouraging to get that feedback from her. And I kept doing those conscious exercises. And over the course of about 3 months, there was a huge shift in me. Another 3 months, so 6 months total, massive difference in how I showed up in our relationship. And Ashley just ate it up. The better I showed up, the more trust that she had in us, and I still do the conscious exercises every day, and I show up on my A game.
We can both tell.
Yeah, man.
Eventually.
If I go about 4 or 5 days without doing the conscious exercises, it's as if that's my default pattern, and my default pattern's not ideal. So I do the conscious exercises every day, and our relationship is solid.
Mm-hmm.
And I show up more as me and less of my wounds, if that makes sense. Because we can't change our models in relationship. My models in relationship were amazing at times, but not so good at times. So I tended to reproduce that. Even though I knew there were parts that weren't good, I'll be damned if when I got emotionally charged, I didn't revert back to those old patterns, you know? So I do the conscious exercises every day. And for me, it's like showing up more of who I am and less of my wounds, if that makes sense. So to me, I find the conscious exercise is extremely empowering. And it's just like brushing and flossing. I do that every day. I do the conscious exercises every day. And I show up as the man that I want to show up as and the man that Ashley wants in her relationship. And to take it even a step further, I show up better for my kids because I model what my kids deserve.
Yeah, your kids are going to emulate whatever you demonstrate.
Good and bad. It's a package deal. So I do. I'm motivated, and I keep doing them, and I keep seeing the benefits in my family. Now, I obviously had a vasectomy reversal.
So you got in, you proposed, when was that? What month was that?
That was May. I think it was the end of April, beginning of May. It was right at that time, a year and four or five months ago.
And you got the plumbing reconnected when, or turned back on, I should say. The plumbing
January turned January 5th.
January, I thought it was the 7th.
5th, it was right before my birthday, the 6th.
5th it is. So January 5th.
Getting water.
I had the procedure done where they reverse everything, and it's a little more invasive, definitely much more invasive.
They put you under for that, right?
Put me under.
And that has, what, a 95, 96% success rate?
I'm not sure what the success rate is.
I remember it was really high, but it wasn't 100%.
We spoke to the surgeon via Zoom at the time because there were no offices open right in person.
Yeah, and they go through.
And he said that it had only been a year-ish since I had the vasectomy. So he says, you should, chances are you should be fine. So I had the procedure done. And what was it, 3 weeks after the procedure? Less than 3 weeks after the procedure, because I still had stitches in my man parts.
The chicken bag.
And
the moment he was cleared to have sex.
Well, the moment I thought I could pull it off without hurting too much from the stitch. Let me tell you, because things expand when you're excited, and there's the stitches in there.
Ooh.
Yeah. But the first. Yikes. it was possible to do that, we did, and Ashley got pregnant the first time. And it was less than 3 weeks after the procedure.
Yeah.
And the surgeon said that the quickest he's seen was 2 months after the procedure.
And it's more likely going to be like 6 or 9 months.
Yeah, he said 6 to 9 months is probably realistic.
Yeah.
He's had some that it took the 9 months.
3 weeks, though.
Less than 3 weeks, boom.
The lady who did my first sonogram to see how far along I was, she actually gave me the conception date. And she said I conceived on January 23rd. He had the procedure done on January 5th, so.
Wow.
Yep.
Yep.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah. I was very surprised I was pregnant.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Those swimmers wanted to get the job done.
Yeah, they did.
I know. Nice.
The stars align.
So here's the proof.
Here's Hubby Bubby.
Proof is in the pudding. And we're 7 months-ish in.
7 months in, yeah.
Almost 7 months into pregnancy. And she's doing amazing. I keep working on me. I keep showing up better and better and better as I keep doing the work, right? It's not an event. It's a process. And everything's gone amazing. And I'm very appreciative to the coaches and all the help and support that I had for everybody. And Corey being generous with his willingness to bust my balls.
His willingness to
and, bust
my balls. I enjoy it.
Yeah. And
I enjoy lighting people up. It's fun to take a blowtorch to people. But it's cool to see him transform as well.
Yeah.
As we've seen with Chunky and Gracie and all the stuff we did with you and then the 30-day challenge and how they saw those changes. And especially Gracie seeing her confidence change over the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Because Jen was here about a month ago. And she went through all the changes because her sister noticed it. Her friends have noticed it since we all started working together. It's cool to see.
Yeah.
And it's fun too in the office to work with people and see how they transform, see their posture change, see their moods change, see their emotions change and their passion. And it's awesome. And it's kind of ironic, but being a provider of that for other people, that I actually had a need for my own work and utilizing what I give to people every day on myself, you know, and doing the work on myself and very, very grateful for it.
Leader leads by example.
And it was, what a huge gift, because now when people come into the office and they're at different points in their relationship and they're like, hey, this is what's happening in the relationship and this is how I'm showing up and I don't want to keep doing that. What can I do different? People can have strategies, but sometimes the strategies aren't enough. Sometimes they need the consciousness that supports that new tool that they have in the tool bag. And the consciousness helps put it all together so that they could show up in that way and play that out much more effortlessly. So I connect with people more that, that come in with that need, and I feel that I'm offering the, an extremely high level of service now, even more so than I ever did before because of the experience that I had.
Yeah, the office is busy when I've been back there.
Yeah, man, we're doing great. And it's really humbling to see the transformation that people make. And it's not about, as I mentioned earlier, it's not about finding the right one. It truly is about becoming the right one, because the only reason I'm still in a relationship with Ashley, you know, I did the right things, obviously, to get her trust back. But it is literally becoming the right one every day, every day, every day. Because I could screw up one day and I could just see her immediately withdraw. So you can destroy a relationship quickly. So
yeah, love is about giving, but it's constant. The courtship never ends. You constantly have to make the effort. Because if you're not, day. It's never. It's like tending to a garden. If you stop giving the garden what it needs, it's going to die.
And yeah. The weeds are growing every day.
Yep.
Yeah. Agreed. So we're doing amazing. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing.